Hello.
Bill Considine.
Jay?
This is Jay Michaels. If I'm on the line, you're on the air.
Okay.
Surprise!
Wait, this is live? Is that what you're saying?
No. It's the 21st century recording, but this interview will be played on Passion Pit Podcast, probably right before you open.
Okay, cool.
So talk to me. You're like, what, 24 hours from opening? 48 hours from opening?
Well, let's see. It's tomorrow night at 8, so it's 28 hours.
Somewhere in the middle. How's it going? How's the show looking?
It's looking really good. I loved the tech rehearsal last night. It's really come together. Very
excellent.
Pleased.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Tech, when you hear the four-letter word tech, you always hope the next four-letter word after that is nice.
Yes.
So this is a very strong piece. We're not looking at fluff here. This is not SpongeBob. Tell our listeners about the show.
It is a play about a troubled family and the people in it and their relationships. There's a mother who has suffered from cancer. She's alienated from her family, living alone. Her son, grown son, he's a law student, and he comes home on spring break to visit her. And she asks him to help in certain very specific ways that he finds difficult to do. And this opens up a lot of issues. And things from the past have come up again and that people have to deal with their family love for each other. And they're also very difficult, harsh experiences together.
Love doesn't always come easy, obviously. Now, when you say suffered, she still has cancer in the play.
Well, let's see the play. See the play. That's okay. A little bit of a question. A little bit of a question.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, very cool. You're leaving some interesting things for us to think about with this. Speaking of interesting things, you are a poet. You write in the abstract in many cases, and this play has elements of that too. Is that true?
Yes, it does. This play is very, very specific and rooted in contemporary life. Yes, I've written things, verse plays, no less, on older themes. This is a change for me, something I haven't done in quite a few years, something naturalistic. But it does have elements that take it into another dimension, I hope.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. Dimensions, tell us about you. Tell us about your work. Now you say you've written in verse, you've written poetry, and now you've written contemporary. What's the Bill story?
I myself am a lawyer. I wrote a lot in my early years. For about 15 to 20 years, I did not write. Was focused on family and making a living, but came back to it again starting in 2012 and have devoted a lot of energy again to the writing, and very pleased with the way it's been coming along.
That's terrific. What prompted you to return?
I wanted to. I had certain things aside as things I didn't have the time or energy for. And as my daughter was entering her senior year of college, I realized, well, I can do this. She'll make it through college and I can start thinking again about my creative work. And it's funny, the initial impulse was I'd made a number of videos, poetry videos, back in the day, and I was concerned that they wouldn't last, that the tapes themselves would go bad and the videos would be lost. So I started with that, trying to digitize the old videos. And from that, it very quickly became writing again.
That's really great. So it's sort of, you lucked out just as life's commitments got a little easier. You wanted to, for posterity, put some of your work down, and you looked and said, you know, this ain't bad. Why don't I do this again?
Exactly.
I think that's great. More power to you. Now, you just said you're a lawyer. Now, the last time I heard you say legal, you were talking about one of the characters in this. Are we looking at something that's somewhat autobiographical with this show?
Yeah, I can't hide that. It's pretty clear.
Wow.
The main character doesn't have my name. That's a difference. But otherwise, yes, very much of the play is based on actual experience. The first scene of it, the scene between the son and the mother, I wrote that not so long after, within a year, I'd say, the scene itself transpired. So it was from memory, recent memory, that I started the play, and then I had to put it aside. I wasn't ready to go forward with it for a very long time. But in the past year, with the benefit of a couple of staged readings, it has fleshed out into a full-length play with a lot of new elements.
How did it feel to see your life on paper like that, writing it and then hearing it done and reading it? What goes through you? What do you feel when you see your life right there again, however format you put it in?
Well, I've had to deal with the issue of, am I revealing too much? Am I going to hurt or upset people who shared some of the same experiences, family? Those issues were very much on my mind. And is it too revealing? Does it say things about me or my parents, my family, that I don't particularly want to share? I'd had to deal with that issue for a long time. But in the end, I came to believe that telling the truth and looking for the art and the goodness that is in all these difficult circumstances was well worth the effort. And I developed the nerve, I guess, to just let it happen, let it be out there. And now as I watch through rehearsals, all this material is right there in my face, I'm content with that. I'm happy to be a truth teller.
I guess the fact that you are adept in poetry, I guess you can, as you said, you've entered another dimension. So did that dimension allow this to be cathartic for you? When you look back on it now, did it forget about the audience? How about you? Do you feel a sense of closure, a sense of relief from seeing this?
Yes, I do.
That's cool. That's really great.
I feel good too about having written a naturalistic piece that I think will play as lived experience.
What's the audience going to take away from this? When I come see this and I see this very personal story, what do you want me to remember? What do you want me to walk out of the room thinking?
That human relationships, particularly family relationships, can be very complex, can be in some respects very painful, but there, ideally, there is a very strong bond there that the people are all in it together.
That's very cool. I have a very unorthodox relationship with my family. If I wrote a play about it, I think it would have to be a horror movie. So now that you've opened this new door in your life, or rather reopened this door, you're now writing realistic works. You're now looking at your older pieces. You've now connected with the Medicine Show Theater, which is one of the oldest off Broadway spaces in New York, which is wonderful. What's next? What are you looking to do next?
Next, I am looking ahead to doing a staged reading of a play of mine called Women's Mysteries, which is a verse play set back at the very beginning of recorded history. It's between myth and history. And it's about, really, it's about the suppression of women and about the impulse toward war making.
Wow. That's interesting. Medicine Show Theater is very female-centric in its administration. So that's really interesting that you have this takeaway right now from being there. Do you prefer the classical themes or at least infusing your shows with them? Do you think that we need them, that we need those classical mores inside our pieces?
I did for a long time myself. And I think there are still some classical undertones kind of tucked away inside this piece.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think a contemporary naturalism is something that audiences are more open to.
I hear you.
And it's a realm that I want to continue to explore.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. You're collaborating with Medicine Show. How's that going? How does it feel working with the Medicine Show?
It's been going wonderfully. This originated as a planned reading of a one-act play that turned into a full-length play as the work on it and the fact that all this was happening was stirring a lot more in me and enabled me to go on and expand on the themes in, I hope, a very good way. Medicine Show had originally put together the cast for the reading. They did a terrific job, and we've kept the cast and the director, Felix Gardon, a wonderful job.
Oh, that's great.
So I've been very pleased with working with Medicine Show.
That is really wonderful. I have to commend you on that. So many times we hear about a show in a stage reading or a workshop or something, and then they just junk the cast or get someone else. You've taken people along for the ride, and I think that's absolutely wonderful, and it's a great supporter of the arts, which is excellent. So now you have all this set. What happens with the law practice?
I've retired. I retired 3 years ago.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So, I thought you were going to hem and haw and say, well, you know, sometimes I retired. It's gone. And so now you're ready to just be a poet and author, Bill Considine.
Yes. Yes, that's, I'm enjoying it.
Absolutely wonderful. Good for you. May you have years and years ahead of you of great success and more lessons to teach all of us with your fine work. The show opens
you,
up
Jane.
Tomorrow night. It runs for 2 weeks, yes?
Yes, it's 8 performances, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 8 p.m., then Sunday matinees at 4 p.m. For the next 2 weekends, the weekend of it starts on Thursday the 21st tomorrow, and then it closes on May 3, Sunday.
Excellent. You mean March 3.
I'm sorry, March 3, yes.
Oh, may it run until May. May every audience member be so big that it runs until May.
That's not going to happen. So cast people, very talented people, already have some other things lined up.
That's great. That's great. Well, may it end up running and running and running in other forms and other places for a very long time. Bill, thank you very much. My pleasure. This has been wonderful. I will put the link up on the site so that everybody knows who's listening to this program where they can get tickets to this really powerful autobiographical piece that we're going to come out there looking at family completely differently. Thank you so much and best of luck with
it.
Standing ovations to you.
Thank you, Jay.
I will talk to you soon.
Thanks for all your help.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Ciao.